Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. In relation to advice and assistance, once a country becomes a state party, we of course welcome the state party and try and engage with that state party. And one of the things, like you rightly mentioned, is that we will remind them of their obligation to create an NPM. And we offer our assistance, but we also understand issues around sovereignty. So we do not want to be too pushy, but then wherever the state would like our assistance and advice in relation to set up of an NPM, and we do not prescribe how one should be, but engage with the state party and then try and set up the NPM. Sometimes it takes little time, sometimes it takes much longer, sometimes it takes a good few years. But at the end of the day, when a state party decides and state party seeks our assistance, we are always willing to engage. We will remind them if there is nothing forthcoming, but there is so much we can do because it's, again, an obligation of the state party, and we can only remind. And when once the NPM is also set up, we also provide advice and assistance to state parties, but not only to state parties, but to NPMs, to make sure, rather to illustrate what the OPCAT envisages, so that it can be more OPCAT compliant. What it looks for in different parts of the world, in different setups, can be a bit different, but then there are certain commonalities, of course. Thank you.